From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Guys, we fuck.
The anti-slut shaming podcast.
Yo, you haven't said?
I'm Christina Hutchins.
I'm Corinne Fisher.
And I'm your
best boyfriend.
Bring us your slutty, your horny, and your shame.
Hey, you a slut?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about fucking.
What up, fuckers? How you doing? You good? Hope you had a great week so far. Welcome to another episode of Guys, We Fucked.
It's the anti-slut-shaming podcast. I'm Corinne Fisher.
I'm Christina Hutchinson.
Welcome to the show.
If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to click that gear button to make the quality better because we don't want to hear any comments about how we're blurry as hell because that's your fault. And also, if you haven't left a review for Guys We Fucked on Apple Podcasts, the podcast app, can you do that? Because it keeps us in the top 200 and we're currently not.
We would appreciate it.
Weird stuff that I've masturbated to. Well, I'm going to read one listener's story and you could keep sending them in to sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com. I distinctly remember the first time my vagina understood what it meant to feel horny. What a memory. I don't remember my... Well, yeah, I do. I was on a horse. And it was when I was watching the 1933 version of King Kong with my dad when I was probably around 6 years old. I'm enjoying the movie, no problem, until we get to the scene where the blonde woman is sacrificed.
Faye Ray, have some respect.
I haven't watched the 1933 King Kong since, so I might be remembering it wrong, but the woman is drugged up by the smoke they are blowing in her face by the islanders who are sacrificing her. She looks super drugged up. I haven't seen this movie. And is all floppy and not with it. Even writing this gives me a visceral reaction. Then King Kong arrives. He takes his big fucking gorilla finger and fondles her alongside of her torso before snatching her up. I don't know what happens next in the movie, but I immediately went to the bathroom because it felt like I had to pee. I tried peeing, but I didn't really have to go. I wiped, washed my hands, and returned to the movie. I remember looking at myself in the mirror before going back to the couch and everything. By that point, it was back to being an action flick, but I'll never forget how uncomfortable that made me feel.
Wow.
Thanks, guys. That's very interesting.
What a beautiful moment.
Yeah. Sometimes it's the 1933 version of King Kong, and sometimes it's the stuffed horse that your uncle buys for you for Christmas.
Uh-oh. You know,
to each her own.
Uh-oh. All right. So this subject line is the friend zone sex workers ready to make a change. Aren't we all? Hello, Corinne and Christina. I'm a 30-something cis man, and I've been listening to you since you were on the Burt cast. I love your podcast and also really love seeing Corinne in Pittsburgh. That was a fun show. I'm afraid there is something wrong in my social development, and I'm having trouble getting past. My entire life, every time I've attempted to date someone, I've ended up with a new friend.
Oh,
maybe you're ugly. I don't know. I'm just fucking with
you. We have no idea what you
look
like.
They would never have dated you if you were ugly. No,
or be your friend.
I'll ask someone out and invite them to dinner or a show of some kind. And inevitably, we end up as friends, sometimes hanging out multiple times a week for many years. Okay.
They like you enough to want to do that.
Yeah, that's weird. Even if they tell me in advance that they have a crush on me or if they ask me out, this seems to happen. It's your energy.
Yeah.
I think this is partially because I have difficulties initiating things physically.
And you're the guy we need you to.
Initially with new people. Yeah. You have a friend vibe. When I was 21 years old, one of these friends whose house I was staying at 4 or 5 nights a week, at her request,
what?
Said we couldn't date because I was a virgin.
Well,
thinking
rude.
I could easily solve this problem, I met with a sex worker who was very nice. Aww. But started me on a complicated path.
Aww.
Essentially, since this incident, I've had a long series of very intimate female friends who I don't sleep with and an even longer series of sex workers with whom I obviously do.
Interesting.
I think somewhere along the line, I never really learned how to initiate physical intimacy with someone without paying them first. To be clear, I'm a relatively happy person and I'm very happy to have so many wonderful friends, but I'm just not really setting out to make more of them.
Understandable.
Yeah, no, this sounds bad. I'm sure by this point you're certainly roasting me, which I look forward to. But what advice do you have? How do I get past this barrier and seek romantic fulfillment? I feel like I have many of the same experience barriers that a virgin would have, except I've been with dozens of women countless times.
Yeah.
I've attempted to be open and to communicate some of these issues, but transparency and candor have shown to be a big turnoff to women here.
Yeah. You got to make a move, not be transparent about your history.
Yeah. And also, I don't think any girl before she fucks you wants to hear about how you fucked like 8 sex workers.
Very bad. Not good.
Honestly, Well, we're in a different situation.
Yeah, don't listen.
I'm like, ooh, tell me more.
Yeah, no, but, that's not the first thing. If that was like the first thing you said to me,
the first thing that
I would be like, that's strange.
Yeah.
I've also attempted to seek out non-binary folks and trans men as potential partners in hopes that they would be the aggressors. And because I find them delightful. Okay, but
hopefully you're also sexually attracted to them.
Yeah, delightful is not sexual. I find elves delightful. I don't want to fuck them. This has also not really worked.
Speak for yourself.
I think because I'm a large man, people that want to go out with me want me to be aggressive. Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm. You're big and meek. No. Which I'm able to do in the bedroom, but I'm somehow unable to get there. Flummoxed in Pittsburgh.
I think you have to say something that is very clearly, I am interested in you sexually. And it could be something like, oh my God, your eyes are so beautiful. It's like something like that. Like comment on a woman's physical features or like something so that they know you're sexually interested in them. Like you have the most beautiful eyes. Every gal likes hearing that, you know? So obviously if a friend said that to me, I'd be like, ugh. But if a guy that I'm like, what is this, said that to me, I'm like, okay, clearly this is where we're at in this relationship, or at least these are what his expectations are. Do I want to go there or not? And then you go from there. You don't have to like grab her face and kiss her because it doesn't seem like that's would be comfortable for you. And also, I don't know if you're reading the vibe yet, but a surefire way to figure out what the vibe is to compliment her appearance.
My question is to you, with all the sex that you've had with sex workers, what has been the dynamic? Because that's a place that you're comfortable with. So I think like at this point, since that's been your main experience, why not role play with them? Like,
take advantage of that.
Yeah. So it's like, if you're already doing this all the time anyway, I'm guessing that you're allowing the sex workers to be the aggressor. It's not really clear, but like tell the sex worker like exactly what you're working on and that you're having trouble in your real relationships. And I think a sex worker would really be helpful in this since you're meeting with them and spending this money and time with them anyway.
Yeah.
Say that what you need to be working on is you being the aggressor and literally do some role play with these sex workers like you are on a real date. Honestly, I think most of these sex workers will find this like very fun and kind of charming.
Yeah,
probably.
And if they fuck for a living, you can even ask like what turns you on and get used to having that type of conversation with a woman. You know, like what arouses you? What's a fantasy that you've never tried before that you've always wanted to? Like start, there's ways into opening up the curtain between you and another person for like, okay, now we're going to go into this room that's a little more sexual. You know what I'm saying? So one of them is like, is there a sexual fantasy that you've had that you've never been able to act out and you've always wanted to? Like, you know, get like a, you know, say shit like that.
And on these dates with women, like, I mean, there has to be, you know, mostly everyone has been on a date where they're confused whether it's a hangout or a date. I think we've all been there.
Story of my life.
And so, you know, you need to make it very clear, like, number one, when you ask the person out, literally use the word date.
Yes.
Do you want to go on a date with me?
Yeah.
I think that's people really don't like to do that.
Can I take you out on a date? I'd love to take you out on a date sometime.
Absolutely. And then when you are on the date, number one, you're going to dress like it's a fucking date.
That's right.
Dress nicely. You're a big guy. So big guys dress nicely. Oh, so hot.
Number two. Oof. I'm not saying, you know, start the conversation about sexuality and relationships, but in the course of the, you know, first hour to 90 minutes, you're going to start having big boy conversations.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like in the bedroom?
Yeah. What turns you on?
Tell me about a past relationship, something like that, depending on what bothers you. Like, that doesn't bother me. I'm happy to hear about a past relationship, but whatever. And
ask the person what they're looking for.
Yeah. You have to navigate the conversation so that it's very fucking clear.
Yeah.
Is this a date or is this a hang? I mean, there's just like a list of things that you got to do.
Yeah. I had a guy come over my house not too long ago who's been on the podcast. Obviously I knew he was coming over to fuck, but he wasn't initiating. Well, he's more patient than I am, but I was like, There was one point where we were talking on my couch. We were talking on the floor. We were talking.
I ended up with a kitchen boyfriend table. One time accidentally because of this shit.
But in my head, I was like, bro, if you don't grab my face and kiss me, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I'm just not initiating it. Like, I know, like, the gender roles in relationships, whether you're both two men, two women, two non-binary, a guy and a girl, it doesn't matter. Somebody needs to fucking initiate. And for me, if I'm with a man, I want that man to initiate. Obviously, he's coming over my apartment and I know what the deal is. But I'm like, dude, you will leave here empty handed with no sex if you don't start touching me.
You can also do that softly. Like, it doesn't have to be, you can be the initiator and not be aggressive.
Oh,
which I think is like
and
a
to
misnomer.
Me, yeah, I guess so. I guess when I think initiator, I actually don't think aggressive at all because it's so sexy when a guy just takes his hand and puts it on the side of your face and just looks at you.
Like, oh, don't do that to me.
No, but just even.
Really?
Like, oh my God, that would be terrifying.
Why?
That's way too intimate for the first time we're having sex.
That's oh, crazy. Like
soft touch on the hand.
Look me in the eye, baby. Do me dirty.
No, that's crazy intimate for someone that, I mean, you have to know the girl, obviously.
Yeah.
But I mean.
That would terrify me if someone I've never had sex with gently touched my face and looked at me like that.
Can we all get on the same page, though, about like a touch on the knee, a gentle touch on the
and this guy did
arm,
that.
Or?
First he did that. He started rubbing my leg and I was like, my body reacted to it right away. It was very gentle. It was not aggressive. When I say initiate, the times that I've loved when guys have initiated, it's never really been aggressive. It's always been so gentle. But what happens is your body has a physiological response to being touched in a like gentle sexual kind of way, even if you're not touching a sexual organ. It's even sexier when you're not, when you're just touching a leg. It's called teasing. It's called foreplay. It's called revving that engine up. Warm me up, Scotty.
Listen, man, fingertips and the back of the knuckle.
Yeah.
The move.
Yes.
Well, and then also, I mean, another option, if all of this seems impossible to you, is that, you know, look for a more aggressive woman. You know, there are women out there who will make the first move, but it seems like that's not the kind of women you're like hooking up with. So it's like, you can't like meek women. And that feels like a derogatory word. It's not. You can't passively sexual women and then also be passive about it yourself.
Yeah,
you know?
That's just like two magnets of the same pole.
Yeah.
Not touching each other.
Yeah. Because I mean, I'm sure like if you're like a big guy, I'm sure like there's lots of aggressive women. Like I've definitely like aggressively hit on people. It depends. Like basically if I'm not like super interested in like if I'm not like, if I don't have like emotional feelings for you and I just want to fuck, I'll be the aggressor because it's just like I don't have time to dick around all day with this.
Yeah. This pussy's not going to fuck itself.
But if I want a relationship or something more with that person, then I have to wait because, I mean, basically I need to know that someone is not afraid to approach me. Otherwise, we're not going to have any kind of long lasting relationship.
Yeah.
So I think those are some options. But yeah, I mean, use the sex workers as a learning experience. Not just to get your rocks off.
Let us know how it goes. Thanks for writing us in. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting stuff off your chest is incredible. It's so therapeutic. We all carry around different stressors. Some of them are big, some of them are small, a lot of them are very big. But we keep them bottled up and it could start affecting us negatively. And then we act like a jerk to the people we love. And we're like, this is not how I want to be. Therapy has saved my life personally. There are so many benefits of it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Although if you have experienced major trauma, highly recommend. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist and you could switch at any time. Finding a therapist is like dating. They're not all going to work out in the first try. BetterHelp understands that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/guys to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/guys. Guys, the weather's getting warmer. It's time to say goodbye to your jackets and all your sweaters, and you got to refresh your wardrobe. Well, luckily, I found Quince, and now you have too, because you're listening to this. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And if you go to their website, the amount of categories, they have travel, lookbooks, men, women, home, babies, and kids. Their stuff is so cute. So I own a couple items from Quince, and one of them is the Italian leather hand-woven crossbody purse in green.
Emerald, and I get compliments on it all the time. It's a small purse, which I really love because then I don't put as many things in it. Guys, Quince is amazing. They have very luxury items for very cheap prices. Get warm weather ready, baby, with Quince. Go to quince.com/GWF for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/GWF to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/GWF.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And also, if you are in town on November 10th, when Corinne and I are doing the live episode of Guys We Fucked at 10:30 p.m. on Thursday, earlier that evening at 7 p.m., Von DeCarlo and I are co-headlining at New York Comedy Club, the Gramercy location. We're each doing half-hour sets of comedy. We're really excited. Ticket link is at ChristinaHutchinson.com or the link in any of my social media profiles. Also, I have a Patreon, and I do a lot with it. I do episodes of The Voices in Our Heads, which is my solo podcast. It's only available now on Patreon. And I do group Zoom therapy and quotes chat because I'm not a licensed therapist, but it's group lamenting. And they've been really, really wonderful. I do it about 4 times a month, and I love them. And then I'm really into like the metaphysical shit. I've been doing a lot of Laura Lynn Jackson things, and I record the audio from those things when it's okay and appropriate, and I upload it onto Patreon. So you can get... You can get in, get more of me, get deeper in me through patreon.com/ChristinaHutchinson.
And then also part of the New York Comedy Festival, Tuesday, November 8th, it's the night of the midterm elections. We will be doing, Shane Smith and I will be doing Without a Country live midterm election show as part of the New York Comedy Festival. We will be broadcasting live from the showroom in the back of 66 Greenpoint Avenue in Brooklyn. I believe that show's at 7 o'clock. I'll put the ticket link in my bio on Instagram, which is at Philanthropy Gal, and I'll also get it up on my website in the coming days at CorinneFisher.com. So make sure to join us for that. That's always a fun day, especially if you're going to watch the show anyway. Why not? I mean, the midterm elections anyway. Why not watch it with us?
Yeah, get some fun comments.
And of course, you can just listen to Without a Country podcast to get yourself up to date with what's happening in the world. But we do it with a sense of humor. The show comes out every Saturday on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just Without a Country, type it in. My smiling face will come up, and hit subscribe on that channel while you're there.
Yep. And also make sure to subscribe to youtube.com/guyswefucked without the U and fucked. We are going to be doing a live episode of the podcast Wednesday, October 26th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can only watch it on YouTube. This is not going to be available. The audio will not be available anywhere else. And you have an opportunity to call into the show and or text us if you have a crazy story, if you need advice on something, if you have a question for us. So we'll release the phone number when we're live on youtube.com/guyswefucked.
Those are really, really fun episodes. I love doing those.
Yeah, they're very fun.
Gets in crazy. Mm-hmm. How you doing?
I'm good. I was reminded of how much I love the dick vibrator combination. And I just want to say,
I thought she was going to be like, I love sex.
I completely forgot. I really love sex. I love it so much. I really love sex. It's just the best. And I love having it. And I got to say, there's a lot of straight guys or bi guys that listen to the show, watch the show on YouTube. If for some reason you haven't had this move in your repertoire in a while, I highly suggest adding it in, because it's very likely that the woman you're sleeping with has a vibrator. And when you're in the middle of sex, you know, a lot of women can't come from just penetration. I'm one of those. It's happened before, but it takes...
I can. You're a real easy slut.
Nice. I wish. It's just not the way my anatomy is. And so... So there's nothing better than when you're having sex and then the guy's like, you want to get one of your vibrators? And then if you could have seen me, it would cut to, yes, and I'm already gone. Like, I'm already off of them, getting it in the drawer. I was very excited. And you just come like crazy. Like, the dick vibrator combo is such a special combo for me. It's better than just the vibrator. I wouldn't say it's better than just a dick, but it's just a heightened, it's just so good. And I'd like to assume that there's no one listening here that wouldn't get personally offended if a woman wanted to integrate a vibrator into your sex life.
But there definitely is.
But there probably are. And so this is also just a friendly reminder, because this is a show about like navigating your sexuality, navigating, you know, the awkward parts of sex, the sex stuff about sex that maybe we don't talk about enough. And I think one of them is that a man should never be intimidated by a woman wanting to integrate a vibrator into their sex life, because anatomically she may not be able to come from just your dick. And isn't it great when a woman is on your dick and she's having an orgasm? And so, you know, I just highly suggest in the middle of sex going, hey babe, you want to get that vibrator? She will be off your dick in 5 seconds, but she'll be right back on it with that vibrator that she'll maybe plug in, if you're me.
But now that we know that, you know, men are just in these relationships to make them feel better, this all makes a lot more sense.
Well,
it really does. Everything really is just connects immediately.
Whatever.
I think
help
it's
you, help me,
super
help you.
Fun.
It's so
like,
fun.
It's just
Mike,
like
Mike has made
added
a point to make sure that everyone knows he's a different kind of man.
Yeah.
He's a different kind of
he's
man.
He's not insecure about your Hitachi magic wand or whatever you got.
I do just
all
find
the thing,
it weird.
All the sweeping statements we make about men on this podcast don't pertain to Mike Coscarelli.
Right.
I'm an individual.
Right. Yes.
I do just find it weird, though, that men are, you know, intimidated by that, because it is just like a little fun toy to play with while
it's
this thing's happening.
Men love technology.
Yeah.
Get that tech money, bro.
Yeah.
Via a woman coming on your dick with a vibrator. So yeah, that's just, it'll never go out of fashion, vibrator dick combo. And I just want to say I'm here for it. And I want to
support
it.
The number 9, please.
Yeah. And I just want to push it on to you guys. yeah. So there you go.
All right.
How are you?
Well, I've basically been doing guys we fucked, but privately. Like, you know,
nice.
So like the exactly what the podcast was for, but like the
fucking guys not on camera.
No. The interesting part of guys, like the actual social experiment that is guys we fucked. So like the interesting part of guys we fucked, you know, is that we wanted to go back and interview our exes to talk about, you know, the initial impetus was to talk about like what was, you know, what was necessary for us to become better partners. I'm not so much interested in that part anymore. This is more like beyond the relationships, like just, you know, existential. Like, who am I? What do I need? How do I function best? Those kind of things, larger questions. I'm beyond the relationship questions. It's been a fucking decade. I reached out to my first serious boyfriend a couple weeks ago. We had been talking on and off since COVID, just, you know, friendly, not nothing romantic. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to go last minute. We went to the Renaissance Fair actually together yesterday. Sorry, it was the last day. So I knew you were out of town, but
that's nice
because it's by where he lives. And so he was like, randomly, he's like, do you want to go to the Renaissance Festival? And I was like,
you know me so well.
Okay, yeah. For sure, I would love to go. And I hadn't seen him in like 7 years in person, probably.
Whoa.
And then I think the last time I was with you was like a while ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
And and so it was it's always very interesting. I always get very nervous to be in like the same space again as someone who I shared so many like intimate times with, and, you know, helped me grow up in a lot of ways, which sounds weird, but it's not. Like, he was a very good boyfriend. So that was nice. We had like a lot of, you know, discussions, and I actually learned a lot about, like, you know, the relationship that he moved on to after me, which I didn't know about, and, you know, stuff that he's up to now, and, you know, how he saw things as, you know, being 8 years older than me. And now I have a lot of more perspective, having come out of a relationship with someone who was 12 years younger than me. And I feel like I now know how he felt in that relationship a lot better. Because you just don't, you just don't have the capacity, like someone in their 20s, I would highly argue, unless you're an extremely self-actualized person, you just don't have the capacity to love in the same way that you do in your 30s.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the issue really with like the age gap relationships. It's not, you know, part of it is like you're not allowing someone to grow up depending. But a big part of it is like it's like almost like you're loving on different planes.
Yeah.
Like, so what you think is love and what you think is a relationship when you're in your 20s is almost like playtime, I would describe it as. Like, you're doing a lot of things, like you're going through the motions that you saw other people go through. You're like being a good girlfriend in these ways that you saw exhibited to you, like in TV and movies. Like, but you're not. Like, you're not fully understanding it, like, on, like, I don't even know, I'm like, on the same, like, wavelength of, it's just, like, because even me, like, I found, like, I was, like, a pretty, like, intelligent person in my 20s, but then just looking back, you're, like, holy shit, like, this person was, like, loving me on a way different plane than I was even able to love at that time in my life, because I hadn't been through enough things, I hadn't been through enough pain, I hadn't been through enough loss, I hadn't been through enough experiences with other, you know, men or relationships. And in relationships, like, you know, there's multiple relationships that will help you learn how to navigate relationships, you know, romantic relationships. So it's not like you're only just learning how to navigate romantic relationships based on other romantic relationships. You're learning, you're taking things that you learn in the workplace. You're taking things that you learn, you know, certainly Christine and I have learned a lot from each other in our longest relationship.
It's true.
And so I think that's all very important. So it was just nice to kind of like sit back and like, we have no anger towards each other at all. So it's a very like peaceful.
That's so nice.
And we also, it's funny because even though we both ended up doing a lot of the same things, like we both got like really into wellness. Like we both like ended up like loving animals so much more. We both stopped like eating meat. Like we came around and like we did a lot of the same things, but going on our separate routes. So I found that like very interesting.
How long after you broke up with that particular ex, you were together for 5 years, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How long were you sad for?
That one I wasn't sad. Okay. That's like fucked up to say.
Because it came to like a natural ending.
It came to a natural ending. And also like I needed to go on and move on with my life. And I felt like I had done all the growing in that relationship that I could do. Yeah. So for that one, he was a lot sadder than I was. Mm. But it also makes sense because he was, 8 years older than me. And so he was like, when we broke up, he was like 31 and experiencing his first real heartbreak. Whereas I was, you know, I'm 23. I'm coming out of this first relationship, and although I loved him so much, I just
hungry
needed
for what's
to
next.
See more, and I felt like I was really excited also to like move on with my career.
Yeah.
And so I think at that time, after being in a relationship for 5 years, I was kind of like just over relationships in general. Mm-hmm. I was like, I graduated college. I want to go and use this film degree. I want to work my way up. Like, cause my career had always been a priority and then continued to be a priority. I would say like now is the first time in my life when I feel like possibly my career could not be my priority for once.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is 14 years later. So,
you 14 years into the game.
So it took 14 years for me to get back, you know, to that point.
Yeah.
And I was single for like 2 years. I don't even remember what the fuck I did. I was just partying, drinking in that time. I mean, 24 was like a ton of drinking and partying. And then I got really in. And then 25, I get really into stand-up immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
And I start dating Frank. And to me, like in a lot of ways, the relationship I had with Frank felt a lot different. Like felt like that.
You
felt
were more
to
self-actualized,
me,
right?
It felt to me more like what relationships feel like now. Like my time with my first boyfriend, his name is Tim. It's okay, we can say it. So Tim, that was just different. It was like, it was also like, I think idealized in a lot of ways, which we kind of discussed yesterday, because he didn't live in the city. So I was only seeing him like once or twice a week, which is why I was able to last for 5 years. Yeah. And he would kind of come down and he was my older boyfriend and we'd do lots of fun stuff and he was rich and he would spend money on me and we'd have a great time.
Sounds awesome.
And we'd eat, you know, we'd eat chicken fingers at midnight, you know, from the diner.
Yeah.
And we'd watch TV and we'd have sex and then he'd leave,
you know? Young love. So there was no fun. Chicken fingers and fucking...
He wasn't young, but yeah. So there was, yeah, so there were. We never really had to
adult
address
stuff.
Conflict.
Right, we were kind of
discussing that yesterday. Like, we never really had to go through these tough things. It was very much like this magical bubble that we were living in. And I loved it.
That. Yeah.
And it was
so
great. And it was like kind of all I needed. I didn't really need his support a lot, during the weekend. And I mean, and if I did, I would like call him. But, you know, I'm just never someone who's like really spent a lot of time leaning on other people.
Nice.
So and he's also definitely the most independent boyfriend I've ever dated, which is, you know, why I, you know, continue to respect him and go back to him a lot, because I feel like he comes at relationships very similar to me. He doesn't want a lot of like family integration. He doesn't have a good relationship with his family. So that worked out really well. And then moving forward, I would, you know, especially once we enter the entertainment business, you're meeting a lot of people who need to be validated in these other ways. And I think, you know, it took me so long to realize that I'm in this business where most people are in it for external validation. And like, that's not the reason I'm in it, but I'm continuously meeting and pairing up with other people who need to be externally validated. And it's just like tears away at my soul and weighs on me.
Yeah.
And also requires me to give a lot of, kind of like performative validation to other people, which I'm not interested in doing. And like, you know, I've been reflecting a lot on like the kind of validation that I give other people in relationships. And it's not that I don't give it. It's just that I'm not going to be like, you're amazing. I love you. Look at the way you're spinning around the planet. Like, I give it in my actions.
Yeah.
You know, so people just need to learn like how to respond to that.
Your love language.
I don't really know.
Yeah.
Let's, you know,
or just not be as. Yeah. A needy partner is not compatible with you.
I've yet to meet someone. You know, James wasn't overly needy, actually. I'll say that in his defense. Because then it was Frank, and then, you know, I'm only going majors. Of course, there's some minors. This is the major arcana. There's some minor arcana in between there.
Always.
But, you know, and then, yeah, from Frank, we go to James. James, you know, best connection. But, you know, it's kind of like you can go bizarro world version of you or good world version of you. He went bizarro. So.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
You made a choice.
It's hard to not compare. Yeah, I found myself like, I'm like, don't compare your relationships in terms of like, well, this person didn't do what the last person did. It's like, yeah, it's a new fucking person.
It's a new person. Yeah.
And like, they operate on a different way because they have a completely different life than the other person you've dated. That's why, you know, relationships are so valuable and so unique, because each person is going to bring something totally different to the table for you to learn from, grow with, what have you.
Well, and then ultimately, hopefully you'll find someone who has like all the best qualities of the people that you dated.
I mean,
I don't know that that's possible.
I don't know that person exists.
In a perfect world.
Yeah. I also don't think I've dated enough people with good qualities that I'm like, oh, you're the master one. You're the master boyfriend.
I know exactly the ones I want, you know?
I know the ones I want, but it's only from like two boyfriends.
It's like you take the independence of Tim, you take the support,
it's a Megatron,
the support and knowing what's best for me from Frank, the absolute understanding of each other from James, and the fun and sexuality from Dylan, and then you put them all together and that's the perfect person.
Oh, nice.
I found all the qualities.
Yeah.
You're just on separate people.
Yeah. Just gotta scattered across the land.
Yeah, I don't know that I would. Yeah, I could. I mean, obviously, everybody I dated had one good quality at least. It'd take me a while to think of it for some of the guys. You know, trauma bonding is quite a drug. Speaking of none of that, our guest this week. I discovered this person, this man, on Instagram. A couple people DM'd me about him. I went to his account and I realized he was massaging hot naked ladies on his account, and I was like, woo, I'm aroused. Like, what is happening? I know that sex work is not legal to advertise on Instagram. So I was like, what is it? I was very intrigued. I was very horny. And I was like, I really want to talk to this guy. I just want to know what it's like to massage naked ladies for a living and be kind of sexual and give them a boyfriend experience. I think we talk to a lot of female sex workers, but we don't talk to a lot of men who provide that service for women. So I DM'd him and I said, hey, I have this podcast called Guys Who Fucked. Would you want to do it? And he was like, okay. And so, lo and behold, he came down to the studio and we had a conversation.
He oiled us up and now
emotionally. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show,
Emmanuel Lustin. I want this.
Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, we are here with Emmanuel Lustin. So this is interesting because I found you on Instagram.
Yes.
Got real horny and just DM'd you and said, do you want to do my podcast? And you were like, okay. So that's all we've really talked about. You are a masseuse and you, can you describe the service you offer?
So I provide like a sensual, intimate service.
Yeah.
Almost like a boyfriend experience, but not really boyfriend experience.
Like, ooh, I like, yeah.
It's like I'm a stranger, but you're trusting a stranger. So we start off conversations, the DM messages and everything. And we start off a little bit comfort, but it's also business. So still payment and everything like that.
Okay.
And you're still also getting like a full body massage is what you're
doing. Right.
But I just extend it to the, it's more intimate, more sessions, more personal.
Right. Because on your Instagram, so you have the women on your Instagram that you have videos of, do you hire them or are they volunteer?
No, those are all clients.
Oh, those are clients. Yes. Oh, so the clients don't care about getting, well, I mean, they look great.
I know, yeah. They will ask me. At first when I started, it was more of like, I got a couple of female friends who help me videos. At first, it was not supposed to be a business at all. I just wanted to make content.
And you knew that your content, you wanted it to be an erotic massage, an intimate massage?
Yeah. I wanted it to be a sensual thing. I really wanted to just show women that this is what women deserve. You know what I mean? This is what women, men should provide. Even women to other women, this is what women just deserve in general. Just love and care.
Wow. I'm on board.
So when you do the initial DM with clients, like you said it's like personal, but like do you start kind of talking the way you would talk to like a sex worker, like with a faux boyfriend experience? Or
no, so they'll hit me up and request me for my services. I'll send them my payment information and everything. And once we do that, once they do the payment and everything, and they're searching out for a massage, what they don't know is not just a full body massage. It's the experience, the catering, is that you're gonna come and you're gonna see rose petals on the floor, get wine, stuff like that. So in general, it is a business. It is a full body massage, but then you get the extended a version of the sensual side.
What got you into this? Like why was there, did you witness women not knowing what they deserve, or like you had to have seen a hole somewhere that you wanted to
especially I started traveling a couple years back, and especially as you see, you realize like relationship couples, females from other different cities, everybody's totally different, right? And I feel like from New York, everybody has this persona where New York women are so mean and so hostile, right? But I tell people, is the environment they're in. So there's a lot of men around New York. It's like 10 men to one woman. And yeah, these 10 men are like dogs. These 10 men are like disrespectful to them. Just like chivalry is dead to them.
Right.
I tell people all the time that women in New York have yet to have guys held doors for them.
Right.
And I'm a catering person. Like I've been born and raised to R&B music. And I tell people that's how I learned like everything.
Sensual.
I do. Sensual, yes. And therefore I told people I'm going to extend the service as far as just not holding the door, but providing the service, making you feel good mentally, spiritually, and physically through the massage.
Now, that is a great service. And I think I have a bit that I do on stage about if a strip club that's catered for women, a female client, if you really wanted to turn women on, the male strippers wouldn't come out and dangle their balls in your face. They would come out fully clothed as like a professor, and they would just talk to you and say things to you like, how are you feeling?
Like,
but that leads me to what does actually turn a woman on? And it's not getting jackhammered by your half hard cock, what I mean? And it's also the art of foreplay. Is like, it feels lost.
Yeah, I tell people it's professional foreplay. It's your professional foreplay.
But so there's no sexual, I mean, obviously the nature of it is sexual, but like there's,
I mean,
if I go to you and get that massage, I'm going to want a,
you're definitely going to be aroused. I definitely get that all the time.
Yeah.
But as far as the business wise, I stick it with just what you see on Instagram.
Yeah.
But then I told myself, I'm going to give myself like 6 to 7, 8 months where I want to really be myself, and then I could like do the extraness. So I'll do that like on other platforms like Twitter, but that won't be part of the service. It'll just be like entertainment.
How so? Give me an example, like something that you would.
So my Twitter services will be like the arouse, like it'll be like a happy ending on Twitter, pretty much.
Because porn's a lot on Twitter.
Porn's
so you do
Twitter.
Give happy. You.
I do it for entertainment.
Right, because I know
it, but you can't book that. You can't book that experience for me.
Got it. Yeah. We definitely can't.
Definitely.
Okay. Got it.
Unless you want to be part of the content, you're free. You're more than welcome to.
I see. Yeah. Isn't it odd though that the laws? It's so fucking annoying that like you can only have sex on camera if it's for the consumption of everybody else.
Yeah, believe me, I would love to. I would love to do everything I possibly can. Like, my thing is to please women, not just physically, mentally. I mean, as far as I can go, I would love to do it. But then it comes with a lot of, if I do it, it's going to stop me from doing everything else.
Right. Exactly. And you provide a very, very good service.
So did you first perform the intimate massages on Friends, you said?
Friends, yes, just to get videos.
But and then they immediately felt comfortable because you guys already had a pre-existing bond.
We definitely, it was like, I probably, my exes or like my ex's friends, stuff like that, they were just comfortable enough to just lay on the table and just let me have their way with them, pretty much just trust me enough to give them
the massage. So the first time you gave the intimate massage to an actual stranger, was there any, like, was she just 100% like trusting, or do you remember that experience?
Definitely was something, because I do it from my home as well, right? So now you're getting a massage and now you come from my house. You come to my house. So now it's like, do I trust this person type thing? That's why I wanted to make as much video as I can.
Right, to be like out in the open.
Yeah, to show like, this is comfort. Like, I tag these women too. So now I have women who, before they book me, they'll reach out to other women.
That's important, because some people do shit out in the open, and they use the out in the openness to disguise the fact that they're an asshole. And so that's nice.
And then I let people know, like, ask me any question, everything. Like, I'm an open book. You can ask me literally anything. I do not care.
Have you ever... Got it. What do you think men are missing in foreplay? Like, if you were to give a class to a guy, or to just sit him down and be like, son, this is how you start a sexual interaction with a woman that, you know, obviously consent is the first thing.
Yeah.
But after that, what do you do? Like, how would you?
I would tell my fellow men, pay attention. See, as the woman talk to you, what is she looking at? Is she looking at your chest, your shoulders, your face, your lips, your eyes? What is she seeing? She's looking at your hands. How does she feel comfortable? What words is she using?
Mm-hmm.
Read what she's doing first before you make the first move. Don't make it about yourself. Make it about them.
Ooh, I like that.
Where are we supposed to be looking if we want to fuck, besides if it's business?
I mean, some people be real intimate. You can look at somebody's eyes.
Yeah.
Right? You can see if they're nervous or anything like that. You can look around them. You can see, like, for a man, it's easy. A man, you can see exactly what a man wants from you. You know what I mean?
He'll look right at your pussy.
They'll look right at your pussy.
On the street.
They'll look at your chest, your ass. Yeah. You'll see what his favorite asset is.
Right. It's direct. Exactly. You're not wondering, what's he thinking?
For a female, I feel like it's the same thing, but for women, they're more of like verbal. So it's certain words that women will use.
Ooh, okay.
Example. Don't have an example.
Yes, right, daddy.
Well, something as far as that.
Sir.
But
well, I ask because I feel like a lot of times I've had to be like so overly direct with men for them to like catch a hit, like the
or
hit.
Like, you, it's a matter of you take their hand and put it where you want them to touch you, and it's like, I really wish that you would just do that and know, so I didn't have to. But you know, because some guys, I've slept with some guys that like, they're obsessed with making a woman come.
Mm-hmm.
That is their, and they're like worshipy, and it's perfect. And then other guys are just no foreplay, no nothing, just jackhammer and then leave. And it's like, oh my god, you can. And do you think you could a guy that's the jackhammer type could change into the being obsessed with making a woman come, and if so, how?
Yeah, like the massage itself is definitely foreplay. Like I say, like touch, as simple as touch or conversation. You know what I mean? Know what she wants, know what she likes. Once you find that out, like attack that, approach that first. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people ask me, like I always put women first. A lot of people ask me, how come you don't get aroused or like hard during your massages? I tell them, to me, it's like women, the body is art. I want to see your art pieces. True. I want to see what's going on. I'm not going to go to art museum and get hard by looking at everything else. Mentally, I'll be
says
aroused.
You. I mean, yeah.
Mentally, I'll definitely be aroused.
Also, too, when you have a woman's like perfect ass in your hands, so day in and day out,
yeah.
You're like, you can, I imagine a guy can get to a place where you look at it like a piece of art and not as like a doyoyoying like boner town.
Yeah, to me, it turns me on turning the other person on.
Right.
Right. So I'll see the body, I'll see the skin, and I want to like sink my fingers into her skin.
Right.
And make her feel that.
How long are these massages?
Either 60 minutes or 90 minutes.
Nice. Yeah. And what do you talk about pricing, or is that something that's more you?
Not yet. My prices right now for 60 minutes is $200.
Okay.
And for 90 minutes, it's $250.
So if I wanted to hire you,
yeah,
I would DM you.
Oh, you have to do the. I have a flyer online on my Instagram.
Okay.
Where it says in my highlight booking.
Okay.
And you pretty much DM me dates that I have available, and I'll post the dates available, and then I'll go over times, and then we just go over back and forth.
And then what's the conversation like? What would you ask me?
So after the payment, everything like that, but people still ask me questions, so it's really off of you. I give off as I'm an open book, and then you ask the questions.
Okay.
I come in play to 24 hours before your session. I'll ask you questions like, "What's your favorite color?" I ask you questions like, "What do you prefer? Fruits, candy, or chocolate?" I feel like I need to know these things. If you feel comfortable enough for me to let me touch your body,
right,
or just massage essentially, I should know something about you. So I should at least know your favorite color.
Have you ever left an appointment? Like, has a client ever like tried to get you to finger her before they're done?
Yeah,
done?
Definitely. So now, since
or has she masturbated? Like,
yeah, I literally get women who send me videos of them masturbating themselves, watching my videos. Like, see how girls get dick pics? I get pussy pics. I get ass pics. I get
that's
like,
not too bad.
That's not bad at all. I definitely get like sex threats.
Sex threats?
I get sex threats from females.
What's a sex threat from a female?
From females, like I'll get girls like, sending me videos like,
if you don't fuck you, Mister, exactly, fuck you
like
hard.
That. Like, I seen your video. How would you touch me like that and not get fucked? Like, we gonna fuck right after that?
Honestly, it's so rare that a chick gets blue ball. Uh-huh. I remember one time in my life I was rejected for sex once in a 7-year relationship. I'll never forget it. I think women are not used to, first of all, not used to a guy just being so into them in that way. Yeah. Is just, it's not that we've never experienced it, but like it's not common. And then to not get, like, there's this thing with, I only want to speak for myself, but with sexually, I've never not gotten what I wanted sexually.
Yeah.
And
you're
so.
Not gotten that release.
Yeah. And so like to get like blue balled, so to say, as a chick is infuriating.
I mean, no, yeah, it's definitely blue pussy. I have clients who definitely told me I gave them blue pussy before. I definitely have videos like that of clients not wanting to leave and everything. They're
right.
Like, jokingly, but like, you know, some jokes be like. I'm dead ass, like, give me something right now.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, I got a client, like, 10 minutes, girl, you gotta go.
Right.
So wait, you're across the board okay with these, like, unsolicited masturbation videos? Or, because
you can just release what you want, show me, do whatever you please. I'm here to please you. If watching my videos helps you, then I'll make even better videos.
They are arousing. Like, the videos are arousing, I will say.
Right, but that's a specific interaction because, like,
I wouldn't be disrespectful to you because of that.
Yeah, though. I wouldn't say that like women should be like sent just the same as like you shouldn't send unsolicited dick pics. You also like shouldn't just like DM someone.
It's definitely a double standard. But
yeah. Well, guys don't mind getting them and girls don't want to get them. So it's.
Yeah. But
I've gotten them from men and women and it's a hard no from both.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No. I'm curious. I mean, don't send me it.
So fucking weird. No.
I mean, I feel like I don't take it as offensive. I just take it like, okay, like, I'll reply back sometime. I'll give her a heart. Like, oh, nice pussy.
Girl. Every guy I know who's gotten a DM that he like wasn't, didn't like really respond to sexually has double tapped it.
Yeah.
Every guy.
I don't want like this. Respectfully, it'll make you feel no type of way. Like, yeah. I'm all about making women feel nice, comfortable. I'm gonna be honest though. If I don't reply back, then it's just like this. I'm not gonna lie to you and say, "Oh my god, looks pretty," or something like that. I'll just.
Have you ever gotten a pussy pic that you're like, ugh?
Nah, because vaginas all look different.
So right, they do. So there's much more variety in a vagina than there is in a penis, I feel.
Oh yeah, vaginas definitely. Every just the female body and the male body. It's like, you know what I mean. Sending dick pics or anything that a guy can send, but so much a female can send feet, ears, fucking everything. Just
that's
like
true.
Everything
clavicles, everything in the female body is a work of art. I agree. Yeah.
If a man sent me a picture of his feet, I would report him to the
sometimes
police.
Guys have good feet. But and it's like, I ain't even
that's what
feet.
You would lead into.
No, I wouldn't lead
yeah,
with the
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd be like, oh, yeah. So like, what if I wanted something weird? Like, what if I was like, can you talk to me in a British accent?
Ooh,
I do get requests. I do give those requests to regulars.
Can you be British for me? Emmanuel?
It's like, cherry
I'll do like, I do sorry, like kinks, like spanks. Females
oh, you spank them?
I'll spank sometimes.
Oh, that's fun.
Like nipple play and stuff like that. I'll do that. Like, you can request things from me. I prefer regulars requests, but you can request things from me.
You prefer requests from regulars?
Yes, I'll get.
So you know their body more?
Yeah, yeah, and I'll get more comfortable type thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's about it. So.
What makes you uncomfortable?
What makes me uncomfortable? Nothing.
Something has to make you uncomfortable, Manuel.
I don't know. I'm really open-minded. I'm really open book. I'll put myself in somebody else's shoes first before I'm like, okay, I'm not uncomfortable.
That's good. So that leads me, did you have a lot of sisters?
I have one sister.
Oh, just one. Okay. Because yeah. I feel like you were a guy like grew up with sisters and like understands women a little bit more.
I definitely do hang out with like females. I'm like that guy. I'm like the chauffeur. I'm like the chaperone guy. And I have all the females friends. That's me.
You have like Papa Bear energy?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely make sure everybody's good. You know what I mean? But I could like be the dad, be the daddy, be your husband, be your boyfriend, be everything.
Wow. Are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Are you monogamous?
I would say yes. I mean,
was that a conversation you've had?
It's definitely a conversation we had.
And what was the outcome?
it's brand new. It's a brand new relationship. Okay. I'd say a few weeks. So we have a thing where she call it our bubble. And I tell her we invite like girls into our bubble. Type thing. So yeah, we just agreed on that. We just talked about that.
That's good. Yeah, I was gonna say because I imagine like when you enter a relationship with somebody, there's you know some stuff you got
to
talk about.
Yeah, I mean, like, somebody like me as well. Like my job is to be around women, like, right? To be around naked women. So
right, and it takes a woman that's very comfortable with herself and understands.
Yeah, I always tell myself that if I do want a girlfriend, she has to be able to masturbate to my videos, or I feel like it'll help if she masturbates to my videos.
Right, right, right.
Into women and stuff like that too. So it'll like help any like future problems ahead of time.
You know, it seems to just be if something my career that really makes you come.
I don't like no confrontations. You know, so I
feel like straight men just like it always is so helpful if the woman also likes women. That's just like a common thing.
I feel like it is.
It's just goes, like really
goes,
across the board.
It goes
board.
Back to the double standard thing, right? Like if you have a son and daughter and it's 10 p.m. at night, who would you want to go to the store for you? Rather your son, right?
I would send my daughter.
I would want the correct change back. So exactly. I would send my daughter.
I would want the right product and not the generic brand. So I would send my fucking daughter.
Oh, man. I don't know.
How was sexuality introduced to your life? Like, how were you taught about sex? Like, what were your first, like, learnings about sex in the female form?
R&B music. I'm big on R&B music.
Yeah.
Like, I tell people ask me who taught me with the homicide stuff like that, my sensuality. I tell people R&B music.
Yeah,
I posted a screenshot of, like, Usher DM'd me, because I use his music a lot, and he DM'd me, asked me, yo, where'd you learn this technique from? I said, you.
So you were using the rhythm that you heard, but you were using
the music,
rhythm,
the music videos.
Your limbs against somebody else's limbs.
Yeah, and, like, the general, like cartoons or movies, like Superman. You're Superman, you have to cater to women, you have to cater to Lois Lane. And I take that and run with everything I do.
Wow.
We're just going to see Usher in his next music video. Like,
I'm telling you.
He's going to pop up behind the lady's ass and start just singing live.
Oh, my God. So R&B music like taught you this, but how did you get comfortable touching a woman's body in this way? Because you don't just like, you know, what age is this coming?
I feel like before the touch, it was more of like a seeing thing. Like, you know, some men could see things and get aroused instantly, stuff like that. And me, I guess I've been brought up in a house where like women were always around me. Like my mom would be like topless or something like that. So to me, it was never like a sexual thing. It was just like,
oh,
this
so you're like
thing.
Comfortable with women.
Yeah,
you were comfortable with female
comfortable
bodies.
First,
right,
yeah.
Right, right, right.
So it's
that's
never
interesting.
Like, it's never like I'm going to see a naked body. And people be like, oh, how do you see these naked body now get aroused? I'm like, to me, like I said, it's art. And
yeah,
it's just nudity. It's
and
everybody,
sure. Well, it's what society does to nudity and how society teases nudity that gives this allure to it. But yeah, when you're constantly surrounded by it, but also too, in a way, it's kind of it can't control you.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's interesting.
So was nudity just like kind of like accepted as normal in your household for every family member, or?
Not from every family. I'm just saying me growing up personally and seeing my mom toddlers, like now it's like to me boobs is just boobs.
Right. Yeah,
I've seen my
mom
boobs all my life. Now it's just boobs.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I've still grown and learned to like be into it. So not like flip a switch. Like if I know I want to be into it, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm in a room with naked women, I don't have to be hard. We could have a regular conversation. You could be butt ass naked. Just
Wow. Not, I feel there's so many guys. There was some that I know that are just so lusty.
that like if a chick walks by, like they just stop talking to you, and you're like, don't let that.
I definitely will admire somebody's beauty. I definitely love like beauty itself. I could definitely admire your beauty, but I don't have to like act on it. I don't have to be affected by it. I don't have to like change my mood or voice anything.
So you've never gotten an erection during your services?
No.
Really?
Really?
Yes, really.
Has a woman ever gotten offended by that? No, I mean, it would be awkward, but that's why I was asking.
Yeah, I'm massaging your neck. You put my dick on your elbows. Like,
yeah, but at the same time, I don't know. Like, when
that's hard to control.
Yeah, like,
but when
you
start thinking about the business aspect of it, if it could affect my business, why do it?
For sure. And it could. Yeah.
But do you have a talk with your penis beforehand? Like, come on. Hey, buddy.
I definitely get clients who hit me up and be like even after the session, like, I didn't feel your penis. Did you beat your meat or masturbate before we had such stuff like that? And I'm like, no, I was just.
So you don't even have to masturbate before
women,
you start massaging.
I love that women are like, did you even like me?
In a way, they definitely do. But still, the massage itself, even if it don't go beyond, I feel like I make it as good where you still be aroused enough. I mean, they do go home. And I said, I'll get clients who like send me videos. Sorry, clients. I'll get videos of like them playing with like their rose toy or something like that.
Right.
I just had to finish off or something.
Do women come to see you who are have boyfriends or husbands?
You'll be surprised. I get a lot of husbands and boyfriends who book for their wives and girlfriends.
Is it a cuck thing? Cuckold thing?
It's both.
Or are they asking you to rev her up for him?
I definitely.
That's
that,
so lazy.
It works. If it works, it works.
It does work, but I'm like, I want your skills to be learned. Like, I want you to do a TED Talk.
I get that too. I definitely get guys who send me videos.
Oh, really?
Them massaging their girlfriends, everything like that.
Oh, that's cute. And they're like, am I doing it right?
Yeah, and they comments. I'm like, yeah, that's what, yeah.
And what do you notice? The guys who send you videos, that's really sweet. It makes me very happy. Because that to me, like, they care about pleasing the woman that they're with, which we need more of that. What kind of feedback do you give to these guys?
I like it. I like the videos. I said, good job. I feel like you guys are good for each other. I mean, that's dope. You took the time out. Like you said, a lot of guys don't do that. And the fact that you're doing that rather than just like getting jealous or like being like appalled and stuff like that. You took the time out to like think about it. Like, damn, is this what she really wants? Let me give what she wants.
Right. And I think it's interesting that you said R&B taught you how to act this way, because I think a lot of people, we all have our own internal rhythm and everything, you know, nature is cyclical. And when you get like, to me, a musician is such a vulnerable art form, because you're allowing yourself to be taken over by the rhythm, by the time signature, by the music. And so when you move your body in that way, it's going to make sense that that's going to be extremely arousing, because... one of the reasons why bad sex can be bad is because like your rhythms are mismatched.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, with the R&B music too, it's more of like a like me getting in touch with my like sensitive side thing. Because like growing up, R&B music is like the soft thing. That's a soft thing to do, listen to all the time. Like I work out to like Tyrese or something like
that. Right.
And people think it's soft, but I feel like it's soft when you let others judge or affect what you want to do. Really.
Yeah. And if you change your action based off of other people's judgments. So. If you had to like give a, like if you were going to teach Mike how to massage a woman, like what would you say?
I would tell Mike. What would I tell Mike? I would tell Mike first look into her eyes and see if she's, Mike got the mic. I would tell Mike look into her eyes.
Because Mike, have you ever massaged a woman the way, because I showed him the videos.
Not the way I mean, this is a professional, but like.
Yeah, but he taught himself because he had a mission.
Yeah, but you know, I will say everything I'm hearing so far, I have so much respect for your game. I think it's like, I think it's great. And I think that there's, Christine and I had a bunch of conversations before you showed up that I think that this is like an important thing.
Well, cause I'm like, would you want to learn anything from this guy? He's like a straight dude. Like, would you want, cause like women get sex tips all the goddamn time from every which way. Right. Yeah. But guys don't. Mm-hmm. And I think they should. Because,
well, they're not like the stuff that he does, which is like the cool,
but
good stuff.
But if every guy.
It's like, yeah, then you take her leg and you fucking like you
I
said,
told
the jackhammer
this to Mike
thing.
Before you, before Karen got here, I told this to Mike. I'm like, if every guy had that in him, that ability to do foreplay the way you do on your videos, I'd be fucking everybody. But because there's just such a low chance, and I know this is negative thinking going into it, but there's just such a low chance that the guy does not know how to properly tease a woman that it's just not even fucking worth
but
it.
But I get tons of guys ask me every day to teach them stuff like that. So that's definitely coming out soon. So I get
the art of the tease is so important. And I'm like, we teach kids about stuff in sex ed. I'm like, none of it is good stuff.
But I tell people to start, like me, I'm big on like small things. Like if you can't do small things, then big things doesn't matter. So it could be small things as in holding doors for a female, that could turn them on.
Yeah.
Making sure they eat first. pulling the chair out, stuff like that. Little things like that.
Eat before a massage?
I mean, no, as in like if you had a dinner table and she gets her plate first type thing, like little things like that.
Oh,
like literally
oh.
put the woman first.
That right, helps right, 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 right.
But then, okay, so that's fine. But then do you have certain things that you expect from women? Just for like being women?
The same energy, pretty much. The same energy. Oh,
but how can you? But like, you can't both be
chivalrous.
You can't both eat first. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, that makes sense. That makes
one,
sense.
One, two, three.
I feel like relationships definitely is like transactional in a way.
Yeah, you know
I mean, it's a give and take thing
for sure.
So if I'm doing all of this, I do expect something like later. I don't expect something later on, but I would prefer something later on.
Right. Well, obviously, but
otherwise I'm gonna get angry.
Well, also if you're touching a woman the way that you do in these videos, like she's going to naturally want to do that for you.
Exactly.
Like your body, when you're sexually aroused, like certain systems in your body turn on. They literally turn on. Yeah, you get wet. You get, you know, your blood flows in a different way. Your heart beats differently.
Yeah, doing that and say I'm doing that one day and the next day you see me like parched or something like that. You'd be like, you know what? Damn, you made me feel good as fuck yesterday. I'm by the fridge. I'm about to get some water. He might do that shit even later. Stuff like that. It's not like a requirement. Definitely
right,
not.
Right, right, right.
So you get a 60-minute massage and I get you a glass
bottle of water.
At least that. Something. You'd be surprised a lot.
I mean,
that
seems like
a
fair exchange.
It definitely is. Something.
How do that? Do you like to be touched sexually? I know that this is not part of your business, but just in your personal life. Like what?
I'm scared to say it and they're going to start doing it on the table.
No, but that's inappropriate. But that's, you know. That's...
I mean, no, but just a simple touch itself is like everything to me.
A simple touch.
Touch on my neck, shoulder, just simple touch.
Oh yeah, that's interesting. So like, do you set ground rules before you give a massage professionally?
It's funny, I definitely don't. But it's crazy. I probably had did like 500 massages by now, and I have yet not have one woman like cross the lines. I had one
really.
Like, I get women who get so aroused, and they do try to reach for me and try to touch me. And
I was
like,
gonna
oh
say,
God,
they
so
don't
sorry.
Grab for your dick.
They'll try to, and they'll be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Right, like, because it's so almost like knee jerk. Like it doesn't make sense that I'm being touched like this, and I can't.
You know, it's so sensual. Sexual, I still come off so professional from like ever since the first interaction to the very last.
Right. Which is probably makes them hornier.
Exactly. But then now I'm like that teacher you don't want to like, oh my God, that's just a sexy hot teacher. I don't want to do nothing else. I'm not going to like put my ass on the table, some shit like that. Mm. I might flirt with him or something like that.
Right.
But I'm not going to go beyond it.
Right.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Does a woman ever get a massage from you completely naked?
Oh, no, yeah. It's just definitely your choice.
Whoa, your pussy can be... See, that is wild.
Pussy could be out. Juices could be flowing everywhere.
What? What's the cleaning? There's no coming?
Yeah.
I definitely have females not orgasm completely, but definitely...
You can orgasm without really being touched.
Yeah, but I definitely have females definitely came on the table, stuff like that, but...
Wow.
So, what's your cleanup process like?
I have, like, everything's black. I wear black tank tops, black shorts. I probably have, like, 100 black shorts, black tank tops.
But that shows the cum even easier.
I mean, no, but I changed after each session. So it's like, you won't
see
it.
You have a different outfit each session.
It's different, but yeah.
You don't walk into your next client covered in lady cum.
That'll probably fuck up their pH balance, everything, because it's just be shit everywhere.
That's true. That's really true.
Interesting.
Wow.
So you do this out of your home. Like, do your neighbors ever ask questions, or did you like give them
it's funny,
the heads up?
A lot of people don't know, except my clients will come to my house. So it's my grandfather's house, and we have an agreement where I take care of my grandfather, like on one side of the house.
Okay.
And
that's
other side
nice.
Of the house, he doesn't ask questions. Massages them. Hey, he don't ask. I'll come in the room and be like, oh, what the fuck, all these plants and shit? Because I have a setup and everything. But
he literally doesn't know what's going on?
I'll show him my videos, but he's not. He's much older. He just laughs at it. He's okay. He's like in the 80s. He don't care. He's just chilling.
He's like, yeah, dude.
He's like,
yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, that's nice. Huh. That's really nice. Have you ever, so you've never been made to feel uncomfortable by a client before? That's really surprising because when a woman, man.
Yeah, not uncomfortable like physically at all. I mean, I had probably like one or two cases where like they were probably intoxicated before they came here.
Oh. You
know what I mean? So then it's like I really have to be like on my P's and Q's. And then when they leave, then she like one of them really didn't want to leave. And I'm just like standing there like, damn, okay.
What do you say?
Just patiently waiting.
You just, wow. You just sit there until they leave.
Patiently waiting.
Damn.
Yeah, just patiently waiting. That's it. And then she
yeah, because you don't have any security, but it's just you.
It's just me. I'm not gonna do nothing. There's nothing to be done. It's just patience.
Right. Yeah.
I have a lot of patience.
Wow.
How about someone, has that someone ever come and you're like physically repulsed by them and it's like they smell or like something like that?
Something turns you off about?
A lot of people ask that, do I get smells? I probably get like, you know what I mean, like 2% out of 100%. But it's not like a bad smell. It's like a I was working all day type of smell. It's not a smell, it's a scent. You know what I mean? It's like an odor. So it's not bad, it's not disgusting, but it's like whatever.
Right. Just because like working, I feel like working, I had to like kind of forget a lot of like the smack talk I had from working at a spa, because like listening to massage therapists talk smack about clients like smelling or having like weird stuff on them.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh no. It's like something that as a human being you knew was happening.
Yeah, it's part of being human.
Yeah, but you don't want to think about that when you're going in for your own massage.
Exactly. I definitely get a lot of females who shower right before and everything like that. I had people ask me to shower there if they couldn't make it to their shower or something.
Right,
like that,
right. So. Yeah. Yeah, because you want to feel comfortable. Yeah. So has a woman ever come to you on her period?
Oh, yeah, a lot. I get women who come to me because a massage is good for your period.
Yeah. Well, like and that. Women get really horny on their period.
I have regulars who come to me every time they're on their period.
Wow. And they just wear, do they wear underwear or they just have a tampon in?
Sometimes tampon, a mix of both. I had women who caught periods on their table. It's like,
wait. And this is, you're totally fine with this.
Totally fine.
Nothing bothers
you. Wow. I have to get a towel. So I could come to you day one bleeding.
Don't matter.
No underwear.
It's a service wash. I can't.
Wow. Has a woman ever farted? You really play with their butts.
I get that a lot too.
You lift their butts up as almost to like make a baby fart. You know,
I probably had one fart, right? But that was like that was a laugh fart. I do get farts, but not that type of fart. I'll get like queefs.
Oh, queefs, yeah.
That's different, yeah.
Or like a pfft, and then it's
yeah. But it'll be loud ass queefs though. They'd be wet. It'd be loud ass queefs. But as far as the fart, it'll be like if I make you laugh in like a certain position, then you're gonna just like.
But wait, how are they queefing when nothing's inside them? I've never queefed with something not inside.
Oh, because of the position. Yeah, you're so like literally being lifted up.
I looked at it, but I've
queefed with a guy like lifting me in a certain way.
Really?
Yeah, because you just move the air. The air in your stomach just kind of moves.
Your vagina opens up once air gets in it.
Right, and it's like, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I got a couple videos on Twitter about it.
About the queefs?
You can see them.
Wow. See a queef?
You can hear a queef. You can see the wetness and hear the queef. You can see a lot of things.
What's your favorite part of a woman's body?
I'm a butt guy. So
butt
guy?
But
I wouldn't say that's my favorite. I don't know. I'm a butt guy. That's a good one. I don't know.
I really don't know. When women come to you, do they get waxed? Or do you get hairy buttholes? Or
I get a mix of both. It's funny. So I get girls, I'll inform girls it's optional. You could take your panties. I mean, you could be nude if you like. It's up to you. And then I'll get a lot of people say, oh my God, I didn't shave anything like that. Is it okay? And I'm like, yeah. They will probably have like pretty much nothing there.
Right.
But it'll be a little bit. Now I'll get the clients who don't say nothing at all and they'd be like woofing it. I'm like, damn, you should have said some shit.
Woofing it? What does that mean?
Just a lot of hair or whatever. But yeah. I don't care either or.
Full blown. Yeah,
full blown. But yeah. I don't care either or. It's just funny to me.
Yeah.
Like be comfortable. I don't care what you got.
Do women, because you've seen so many vaginas up close, we know every vagina is different. Like I always wonder this. Like do women grow pubic hair in different places? Obviously your vagina, but like some, I don't know. Do you ever see pubic hair in weird places?
Weird places? No. Just
like on
stuff.
A leg?
Nipples, but I think that's normal, right?
Yeah, that's normal. Yeah.
Nipples, that's about it.
But also pubic hair, I mean, like goes sometimes it just goes a little bit further down.
Goes rogue.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
I see nothing like that.
What?
I see just regular like nipple hair. Like some girls have arm hair, like a lot of arm hair.
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah, and the nipple hair, that's common. So have you ever seen anything that you'll never forget?
Anything I'll never forget.
You're like, wow, that left a mark. Good or bad?
I mean, like you said, every woman have different vaginas and some clitorises look a lot different than others, but some of them look really, really, really big.
Yeah.
That's probably like the only thing.
Yeah, like a little dick.
Yeah. That's the only thing. But and it's funny, they'll say something before I even like, oh, they think I would say something, but they'll say something way beforehand.
That, hey, P.S. big clit.
Yeah, it's a big clit. It's not. Yeah, stuff like that.
Oh, really? You're like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's just a clit.
What, have you ever been grossed out by a woman's anything?
No, I'm really not. I don't care what you look like. I don't care how you like look. I feel like more of what you come off. So I'm more personality wise. Like,
energy. Yeah.
Like, I don't like mean girls. If you're mean, I don't want it. It just turns me.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what if you come off like aggressive on DM? Yeah. If you come off aggressive on a DM, I'm not gonna like continue nothing.
Interesting.
What's the oldest client that you've ever seen?
She's in, I have a regular. She's in the 70s.
Nice. I was hoping.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I get a variety of a lot of clients, but people would just see my videos and assume it was like a particular set of clients, like girls with big ass, stuff like that. But I'm like, I probably...
That's just the ones you're posting to get people to come in.
No, not even the posting. That was the one that people noticed. If you see all my videos, I have a variety of everybody. But what you see are the ones, the millions of views of like the girl got that BBL, stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I literally get everybody.
Have you ever had a boyfriend or husband like get angry with you?
No, surprisingly, I haven't. The closest encounter of that, like I'll do a 24-hour like introductions. Like I said, I'll ask questions before your session. And then I'll go to their Instagram and I realize I'm like blocked. And then just one time I had like a long paragraph from this one guy, his girlfriend. He said, oh, she's not coming tomorrow to your session, yada yada yada, keep the money and everything like that. I'm like, that's
keep the money. Oh, okay.
So I do a deposit. It was $100 deposit.
Okay.
That's that's probably the closest encounter of guys I've ever had.
I feel like more guys have a cuckolding thing than they lead on.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys who ask me to record so they can see it and everything.
And you would do that?
Yeah, I'll take her phone and she
record. That's a great alternative to like a cuckolding thing, because it's safe and you're hiring somebody who's experienced and the girls get. Have you ever had a guy come in for the appointment and watch?
I had girls ask if they can, but I don't allow guys in the space. It's just me and the female. They could be on FaceTime. That's fine.
Oh, has that ever happened?
Yeah, probably like a couple times.
And they just...
I'm just there massaging, doing my
thing. And you just put it in a little... They put the phone in a holder.
On a tripod. Yeah. You can just see, they could hear, they could talk. I'll talk to them.
They can talk? You talk to them? Yeah. What would you say?
It's just, ask them how long, like, about their relationship. I mean, my thing is to make you guys happy. So if you're here and joining us too, let's talk about you guys.
Well, you're a good ass sport.
I try.
Do you massage the boobs?
Yes. I massage literally everything besides the clip.
Wow. So the one thing they want you to massage.
Yeah. As far as
but that's a tease. I mean, that's a great tease. I'm sure a lot of them will come to you and then go home and fuck the shit out of their boyfriends.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you want to see that stuff, you can see them like on Twitter. I also have like OnlyFans. I do that.
Ooh.
But that's just...
Do you jerk off on it?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
People ask, but no, I feel like it's more about them. No,
So wait, so you have an OnlyFans and then you you also feature the clients or...
Also feature, I collab with girls with OnlyFans.
So I was going to say, clients. Like, do they get any of the money? Like,
yeah.
No. So it's girls with OnlyFans. So now we both have, like, promotion each other, stuff like
okay.
that.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
So do you, like, if someone, like, asks you, would you consider yourself to be a sex worker then?
Yeah, definitely. I sell sex online.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I
As I have the business aspect of it, and like I said, I extend more. I mean, I feel like you could do a lot of things with just massage yourself.
Right.
So yeah. And also, too, with women, I feel like because we're so... I feel like the way to really turn us on is the foreplay. It's just not... The dick isn't going to be the thing that does it.
Right, everybody's different. Some females get aroused from head, you know, oral sex. Some females, just penetration. Some females, literally just conversation. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Do you ever get aroused from conversation?
No, I'm more of a touch. Like, you touch me, it's over. I could just be as good as that.
Crazy. Never heard that response from a man before.
Touch me is over.
Groundbreaking.
I'm mad, basically. Like, the water thing, that shit turns me on. Like, stuff like that.
The
like,
what thing? Oh, like, getting so, like so I being careful.
I sweat a lot. I had clients, that one thing turned me on. I'm not going to lie about that, but not everybody going to do it. I sweat a lot. Like, literally, when I swim, I sweat. So, during the massages, I kind of sweat. Not OD, but I do sweat. So, I had clients see it and, like, wipe my forehead. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh.
Like, my nipples will get hard or something like that.
Oh, that's cute. Your nipples get hard when you get aroused? I thought that only happened to women.
I'm joking.
Oh, okay. I've had people, like, giving me a massage who, like, sweat on me during it. And I'm like,
that's definitely easily avoidable. Like, I could do that easily avoidable. But some women will ask me that to do that. I'm like, damn, that's different kink. I get a lot of different kinks. I get ropes, spanks, everything.
Wow. You type women up?
If that's you're a regular, like, and you request art. It, yeah, I can do it.
Damn.
So like your grandpa is like kind of just like whatever you're doing like, oh, do you obviously like your other family members have had to found your Instagram or you told them or how did that go around?
Definitely like OnlyFans. I mean, before the Instagram, like definitely like OnlyFans and Twitter and like even females I collab with, they say the same thing, like their family members will find out. So somebody sent the videos to my mom. She cried for like a week.
And she cried for so a
that's
week?
How she found out that's someone sent them to out. Her.
She sent it like my Twitter videos. Like
who sent it? Like just
your mama's Twitter?
Nah, I don't know. She don't have Twitter. Oh. But you can still see what I like having Twitter, I guess. Okay. I don't know who sent it to her. It could be a family member. It could be a friend.
Right, I was going
to
say it could be a narc
mostly,
family member.
Most of the time it's probably somebody close to you. But.
So what was that conversation like? Because I feel like a daughter and parent, it's one conversation. With a son and a parent, it's a different conversation. Even though, I mean, yes, I do consider it's a sexual service what you're offering, but you're not a porn star. But even if you were, who cares?
I mean, sex work is like a big debate, right? And I feel like I could be 18 and go away to the army and die for my country, but I can't fucking have sex online. Like, what the fuck is the difference?
America.
Exactly. So to me, it's like, I mean, I'm going to take her thoughts into consideration. I'm like, you don't got to look at it, but I'm not going to stop what I'm doing.
Right. It also is a cruel thing of somebody to send that. Like, I don't, you know, people need to mind their own fucking business. If anything, though, if I was, I mean, I don't have kids, so it's hard for me to say, but I'm like, I'd be like, wow, son, you really care about women. Like, I put a man out into the world.
So she'll see that part.
Sensual.
Yeah, she'll see that part, but then there's the extra shit that she says. She'll be like, you really got ass in your face and puss in your face? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm making money, mom.
Pretty much.
So did she call you crying?
I know she came to me. We had a long talk, and she was crying.
Oh,
yeah, I chuckled a little bit, but
are you chuckling? What do you think? What do you think about it upset her?
It's just the like nudity online, like having vagina and ass.
Like just like an ethical thing.
Yeah.
Like what will
is
what
she
will
religious?
My friends think?
Yeah,
or?
I'm Haitian descent, so a lot of Haitian like Caribbean parents are really strict about a lot of things.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of Haitian parents are not open minded, so it's something I'm doing okay. Really open minded. If you're not open minded, then you're not going to accept it.
Right. But she came around.
Yeah, she came around definitely. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I took her to Miami. She came around.
I was like, you bought her a gift or something.
Yeah, that's it.
I got it.
Took her to Miami. She came around exactly.
Well, and then so your current partner, how did you meet her through your business or through?
I met her through Instagram, pretty much. I
mean, right.
But it is my business is on Instagram, so I would say through the business.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so she had definitely, I was in her city and she definitely came out there to meet up with me and help me do video stuff like that. And then.
You just had a vibe.
Yeah, we had a vibe. We was chill, really cool. She was really open-minded, stuff like that. And I was like, at first, I didn't want to have a girlfriend. I just want to keep strictly business.
Yeah.
But we got really close and cool. So I was like, how can I add this to
business? Intimacy, emotional intimacy is a lovely thing.
Yeah, something you can't control. Even if we want to, it just happens. So I told myself, how can I like correlate the two? How can I add it to the business? And I was like, okay, we can do this. We can do videos together. Perfect. If you're comfortable doing that, this is your lifestyle, then we can do it.
Yeah. And how, when you started this business, were you in a relationship or no?
No, I was single.
And is this the first person you've dated while doing this?
Yes.
Nice. Interesting. So navigating new territory.
Yeah.
Did you have relationships before that?
My previous relationship, I went from like stepdad to this now. So my previous ex.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was different.
Did you massage her? Like when you're somebody's boyfriend, obviously now they're probably going to expect it from you. But like before the massage stuff.
My very first massage table, I bought it for her. So she was working all the time. And I pretty much was just watching like the kids stuff like that. And I was like, how can I give her a spa day? So I went on Amazon and seen a massage table for like $100. I was like, let me do that. Set it up for her. Then that's when we broke up, probably like a month after. And I came back home and I still had a massage table. That's when I decided to do the videos. I'm like, this is what I need.
Okay. So you didn't break up because of the massage, obviously.
No.
Yeah.
I was just completely single.
So are you just like, how did you know you had a talent for massage? Did you just, was
like,
it natural?
I'm big on touch. Like I like touch. I could just, a stranger, I could make love to a stranger.
Wow. That's impressive. With R&B music playing.
With R&B music playing. Or just
or
in my
it's
head.
Playing in your head. Yeah,
pretty
yeah.
much. But I feel like I can make love to the stranger. And I feel like if I could do that, I could professionally just do a massage and just.
Yeah, it's very similar. It's very similar. It's have you ever football. Had like a whoopsies during sex? I feel like you don't have a lot of awkward moments in your sexual life.
No, I'm a really fun, laid back dude. I seem like serious and like I'm really fun, playful all the time. So like I like to play. It was a lot of random moments, just funny stuff. Like, it don't matter.
What stresses you out in life?
What stresses me out? People who aren't considerate to others. Like, if you make other people's lives harder, I don't like that.
Yeah. Aw, that's nice. Where do you go from here? Like, how long do you want to do this?
I definitely want to do it for another, like, 2 to 3 years. I want to, like, start, like a headquarters like in every city that I go to.
You know ooh. What I mean? Teach other guys to do what you
do? Like business as well. So this is my first business ever. So I want to, and like content creating. So I want to like help others start their content creating path. And I want to like a building on like each floor. I got different content creators, different things you're doing, different businesses with my name on a building. I feel like I'll just do that in every city. I want to interview everybody who comes to my building to see if they work there. So to so make sure they have like the same mindset.
Yeah.
Like caring, open-minded mindset.
How do you get to that? Like, how do you kind of decipher through an interview if somebody's caring or if they're selfish? Like what kind of things do you ask them?
What kind of things?
Because it's hard. Some people have masks on.
That definitely is.
How do you get through the mask?
Definitely like a background check. Definitely like social media. But people also post social media like a mask on social media. But yeah. I feel like you can see those people who like have a mask on social media. I feel like from comments, messages, from a lot of things. There's a lot of things you can't see, but a lot of things you can't see. I feel like I can take that in consideration. Throw out situations, see what would they do if this situation happens. Because a lot of people can't really hide or put that mask on.
Right. When you give them a scenario?
Yeah, it could be like a common sense scenario and people really give
what's
you that.
Can you give me one?
Okay, simple. Like, if you had a table. I mean, like, if you had a table, who eats first? Like, your kids, the mom, the wife, the dad.
I never
stuff
thought
like
about the eating first thing. I guess I just go and eat.
It's a lot. It's just, to me, it's little things. A lot of people don't realize little things.
Like, I always just wait for everyone to get their plate. Unless someone's just like, go ahead and eat. Like, sometimes right. like it's making people uncomfortable. And then if they say that, I just
like, yeah, but, like, I have a lot of friends in situations who, like, been out with their boyfriend and stuff like that. And their boyfriend will have them get the plate for them and stuff like that. I mean, like, say you're with your man and you guys are invited to your boyfriend's, like, family function, stuff like that.
I'm already out, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't do family stuff.
Well, stuff like that, though. But a lot of people fail to do that. A lot of people, yeah. Family orientation, too. I'm big on that. A lot of people not big on that.
Family orientation?
Yeah.
Oh, like meeting my family?
Meeting your family or, like, just being around kids and stuff like that. A lot of people aren't good around kids.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of people, like, to me, it's patience. If you don't have patience, then I feel like it's definitely not gonna work.
Yeah, patience, that's an inner
like, it's not wrong with not having patience, but I'd rather have somebody with patience because we could go a lot further.
Yeah,
patience, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's to teach patience is especially as an adult is a little tricky.
No, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
so you got an empire in mind.
Definitely. In every city I go to, I want to put my name, like, I made a hashtag on TikTok and it has like 3 million views. I wanted to get like a billion.
What's your hashtag?
Emmanuel Lustin, just my name.
Nice, 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 nice.
Just my name. I want to touch everything I touch, just turn to gold. Just help everybody else.
Including the butts of women everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Wow. And you can't, like, you there's no, like, legal loopholes. Cause I've hired a male sex worker once, mm-hmm. and we had to say that it was a escort. That's what it said on the website. And then I got up, he was at my house and I'm like, do you fuck? And he's like, yes. I'm like, okay, cool. I just wasn't sure. And then I was like, what if someone wants to fuck you? You know, like, and I was, you know, talking and ruining it. But there's no legal loot. Like, you can't, like, what your services that you provide are fully legal. And it's interesting though, to me, that if you if you're going to finger somebody, you have to film it for it to be legal. Like, that's so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
If it was legal to finger women privately, would you?
I would go if I can't. Thing is, too, I also massage like 3 to 5 women a day, right? So people ask me about sex, like 3 to 5.
Oh, three. 30, I thought you said 35. I'm like, how the fuck do you go to the
3 to 5 people a day? And people ask me, you don't have sex with these clients? I think you're having sex. I'm like, I'm not Superman. I can't have sex with like 5 clients.
Right. Yeah.
And then also have to massage them for like an hour and a half, stuff like that.
Right. Right.
So
right.
Now it's like, if I'm not doing nobody, I mean, if I'm doing one person, I'm going to have to do everybody. So I can't do everybody.
Right. That's true.
That's
true.
Very fair. Yeah, because your dick, it's a lot of energy.
It's a lot of, and then also,
and then when like you come, you're tired.
Exactly. And then I get a lot of like referrals. So you'll book a massage, you tell all your lady friends, and now your lady friends want to book. To me, sex still, I have to be like sexually attracted to you. So I could be attracted to you, but if I'm not attracted to your friend.
Right,
so
right.
Now
right.
It's like a.
And if they, yeah, you can't fake get it up.
Exactly.
You got to really get it up.
Now there's a problem in the friend group.
Yeah, like, why do you get a boner for me and not, or for you and not me?
Oh, but it won't be y'all problem. It'll be my problem. So you guys are just going to look at me like, damn, they don't have that one girl in the comments and everything. It just throws everything on. So everybody would know when I start having sex when you just see me not working no more. Pretty much.
Right, right. You'll be too tired. Well, then you charge a premium for the dick.
Oh, no, yeah. I wish I could. I love sex. I'll sex everybody if I can, but it's just too many. It's a lot more. It's no, like, positive. Like, there's no pros. There's nothing beneficial for me at all.
Right, because you crave, like, you know, you have your experience. I know you just started dating somebody, but you've been doing massages for how long?
I started last year Valentine's Day, so a year and a couple months.
So that's so physically intimate. And then do you crave that emotional intimacy as well? Like, because it's almost like a tease, I would think. I don't know. I don't know if guys crave emotional intimacy.
It definitely arouses me. Like, at the end of the day, I'll be like, damn. You know what I mean? I want to, like, get everything out of me type thing sometimes.
Yeah.
And I just have somebody else.
You just
to be, like,
jerk
business.
Off or, yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
can just do that, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Good for you. Do you want kids?
Yes, I want, like, 15 kids.
15?
Yes.
Wow.
A lot of kids.
To help you with your empire?
Pretty much. Or just, I just want to, like, my thing is about making people, like, nice. I want 15 kids. I feel
yeah,
like
yeah,
nice.
Right, right, right.
Statistically, I think that's pretty impossible.
Yeah.
One of them's going to be a conker.
15. One of them's going to be a dick.
I probably have one, like, spawn person.
Also, if you have 15 siblings, like, you know, you're going to have a little bit of a complex.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But,
possibly. Who knows? Maybe not.
Wait, how old are you?
27.
Oh, okay. It sound like a young man's thought. All right.
The kiss. Is
it's like, possible? You're not 30 yet, right?
Isn't Nick Cannon doing it? How old is Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon's
had a lot of kids.
He divvied them up among many different women.
Right, okay. Smart.
So there's a lot of caretakers there.
Do you want to get married?
Yes, but not like the legal way. I'll do like the whole tradition and like do the ceremony and stuff like that, but I don't have to like get it like documented down.
So I don't get that sweet massage money.
I mean, but my thing is too,
is
like,
part of it? I mean,
no, but my thing too, like, I want to build empires like for strangers. So for my wife, whatever, wives, I wanted to.
Why? You got to move to another country.
Or just do it underground in Utah.
Utah. You can do it in Utah?
No, yeah. It's illegal. Polygamy is illegal, but people, so that's why, like, if you watch one of those.
I mean, if it's documented, it's legal, but if it's not documented.
Well, yeah, correct. So correct. I'm saying, do people live in a polygamous lifestyle? Yes, but is it legal?
Okay.
No, but, like, so that's why they have, like, the underground houses with, like, the tunnels and stuff.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, there's, like, they have connected houses in Utah, but it's not, they live in different homes, and, like, it's a huge documentation issue.
Whoa.
It's not legal.
I could see, we talked about polyamory on the podcast before, and it seems like you would have the emotional capacity to
I feel like I have a lot of love to give. I feel like it's definitely a lot of love out there.
I know you have a lot of physical love to give. Do you also have a lot of emotional love to give to more than one person that wouldn't exhaust you?
I don't think it would exhaust me. I like learning people.
And everyone's also, so different.
Yeah, and I like I said, with the money thing, like the whole marriage thing, I like to build people up, like use my platform to help others. You know what I mean? I can do that for strangers, like my wives.
That's
or
nice.
Whatever. I'll give you, like, you know, I mean, 10K, and then you invest in yourself. You don't got to give me that 10K back. It's just 10K. You invest in yourself. Or I'll create you a lane where you can make your own money, your own revenue.
And is that why, that's one of the reasons why you wouldn't want to make a marriage legal?
I just don't like the whole, like, I don't know. I don't like the, I feel like the legal part of it, like, why?
What's it's a little weird.
Yeah, like, what was
I mean, you know, there's the benefits of, like, you know, the one that comes into my head is, like, if your spouse was dying and you wanted to see them in the hospital, unfortunately, I mean, it's so fucking backwards, mm-hmm. but you would need to be the legal spouse, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but it's just stupid shit like that, but it's like, yeah, I don't know. Marriage is very transactional, and then the history of the legality of marriage was very like a dad giving his daughter away for some land.
Okay.
So, you know, the roots of it are shitty.
I still want to do the whole ceremony and everything. I want like five different type of weddings, like, you know what I mean, different cultures and everything like that. But just the legalize of it, I don't care for it. But right. I do want to do like the drop down one knee, get your ring and everything.
Aw,
please
nice.
Send me a video of you explaining this to whoever you propose to.
I got you.
You know how people DM you masturbation videos? I'm going to masturbate to you explaining to a woman that you'd like all the bells and whistles of the marriage, but you're not gonna make it legal.
I'm not gonna make it legal. No.
Yeah, I wanted to see that.
I like, cause like, in their bank accounts, I'm pretty sure it would be rising and rising and rising anyway. So it's like,
yeah, maybe they don't care. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Marriage is a business deal, and you want to look at it as like something that's mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of women don't look at it like, maybe they do. I don't know.
But I was like, what made you guys think like we have to get married legally? Like, why?
Right. Yeah. It's just the way things go, what people do. It's like the cultural bullshit.
It was like, it was somebody's idea, but it's not my idea. So.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. That's amazing. You're a good guy, Emmanuel. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Is there anything else that you want to talk about or that you feel like you haven't addressed?
I think I addressed everything. But to be clear again, like Instagram and Twitter, totally different service. I mean, totally. Instagram is the only service. Twitter is entertainment. That's it.
Okay. Got it.
Chad.
So more porn stuff on Twitter because that's fine.
That's fine on Twitter, right, OnlyFans, right. Everything, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And so if someone wants to book a service with you, they're just going to DM you on your Instagram, which is, what's your handle?
Emmanuel Lustin MT.
Okay, nice. Thanks for coming by. Thanks for providing a really important service.
Oh, thank you, ladies.
To women everywhere. And then hopefully inspiring straight men to want to touch us better.
No, definitely. I'm here for it.
Follow Emmanuel on Instagram. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. This has been... Which camera? This one? No, it's all right. It keeps changing.
The center one.
This has been Guys We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. We'll talk to you next Friday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys We Fucked is presented by Luminary.
Created and hosted by Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson.
Editing and music coordination by Mike Coscarelli. Theme song by Rob Patterson and Jake Kozen.
Suck my wet ass pussy.
Christina said to cut that before, but now it's in there.
Yeah, let's keep it. Who cares?
Say what you gotta say, yeah.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.